Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, joining us now, Fox News Radio. And you may hear him all over the place. He's one of the top legal minds. I see him on television. I see him all over. Jeremy Rosenthal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I'm trying to think, I guess, historically speaking, can you think of a president who has tested their powers more than Donald Trump? Because there's another test coming up.
Andrew Jackson. I wasn't around. I think you've got to look back to somebody like that. But no, I think you're exactly right. I think he's definitely pushed a lot of the boundaries, and he's taken his executive powers for a spin.
So what's going on with the Supreme Court and the FTC? So most recently, mm-hmm. President Donald Trump fired a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. There are some arguments coming up that would be relevant with that person in that commission. So people are wondering, are you allowed to do that?
We're going to find out. Basically, there has been some Supreme Court precedent that you can't. And a lot of times what happens, and I don't think folks understand this, is a lot of these federal agencies that are under the executive branch have appointees who are not appointed by the president, and their term isn't necessarily commensurate with the president's term. So this individual was appointed by Joe Biden, and his term is still active. Their term is still active. And before that, they actually served under Trump before. But I believe they had been appointed by Barack Obama. So it just happened that Trump sort of just odd year missed them. And the question is can they fire somebody without cause? Can he just fire them because to fire them? And you're seeing really two very similar issues going on with the FTC on one end, and on the other end, the Federal Reserve, because he's also trying to terminate one of the governors of the Federal Reserve. It's governed by different statutes. That's sort of the issue here is it's not really necessarily the Constitution, and we're not really debating the presidential powers. What we're really debating are these statutes and what does for cause mean. When you write the Federal Reserve Bill of 1913, another statute that I was actually around for that.
Oh, no. Looks like we may have lost the signal. We had Jeremy on. Oh, look at that glitch. I don't know if you can hear us. Jeremy Rosenthal, he might have to reconnect. But yeah, sometimes when we have these digital lines, what'll happen is they'll glitch and you'll have to reconnect it. Let's hope that happens. I know, Ethan, I can see you grabbing a phone number. We're going to try to reconnect with him because I'm really curious by all of that.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now. Jeremy, we got you.
Okay, good, good, good. The internet, whatever, the powers that be, you have summoned... You know that this has worked. What was the last thing you heard me say? Was it
well? It wasn't quite stupid? Max Headroom, but essentially what you're saying was cause. The definition of what constitutes cause. Yeah,
right. The cause is part of the Federal Reserve language, but it's not part of the FTC language. And that goes back to the statutes that sort of created these entities. And in 1913, that was when they had the Federal Reserve Act. And in 1913, they said the president can fire them for cause, but that's where the sentence ended. It didn't tell us what cause was. It didn't tell us what it meant. And so we're testing. That's one of these things that Trump is testing, is what does that mean for cause? Can I get rid of somebody on the Federal Reserve? Can I get rid of somebody on the FTC? With the FTC, they're going to suspend this person, but the Supreme Court's going to come back for full arguments. And if the Supreme Court allows Trump to do this, they would be reversing some precedent. So that part is kind of interesting.
It's under my impression that attorneys love vagueness. Say that tongue in cheek of it.
We don't know what cause means. And if you have to pay us $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 to figure it out, you know, we'll take our time. We'll figure it out. And we'll get you a maybe at the end of it.
So also something else that is happening. A federal judge ordered President Trump's administration to restore frozen federal grants to UCLA in a court filing. And this is something that the president took on early on when he took office, pulling funding from universities that don't align with some of the values that he would have. So what's going on with that one?
That one's kind of, it's interesting for different reasons. What happened here is the president had been very bullish about his agenda, has gone to multiple universities and says, listen, we're pulling grant money, pulling all these things for all of your projects, unless you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Those things typically being admissions policies, student groups, Palestinian, you know, those types of things, transgender issues. So what you would expect UCLA to come and argue would be, look, you cannot take away our pancreatic research, cancer research money because of our admissions policy. That doesn't work. They would have a good argument, right? And that's what we think that would happen. They made a very technical argument here, and in fact, it wasn't even them. It was the grant recipients. The university didn't sue. The individual professors, some of the teachers sued, and basically they said, look, the law says when you pull our money, you have to show us your math. You have to tell us why. And you gave us a form Xerox letter, government. So this judge actually kind of ruled on a technicality, which will be that'll be interesting to see if that logic stands up. And I would expect the government to hit back and say, OK, you're going to rule on this technicality, but UCLA has to be the one that sues us, not you, Professor Jones. And not you, you know, doctor such and so. So that's what's called a standing issue, and that's another that's another complicating factor. So that it's turned into a real technical argument.
Wow. Well, that seems to be most of the cases we review, a very technical argument. Jeremy Rosenthal, Fox News Radio, among other things. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Have a great morning.
No joke, I see Jeremy Rosenthal everywhere. He is like one of the premier legal analysts in the country. He is so good at what he does, and it's so cool whenever we get a chance to talk to him. All right, I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox, and we have another half hour of the show. If you want to reach me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, another great place to look. We'll be right back on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.